British Army to blow £500,000 on woke diversity and inclusion directorate. By Kurt Sindelka on September 7, 2020. Senior British Army officers are set to introduce a diversity and inclusion directorate to enforce politically correct standards in the forces and will hire a team of equality specialists to carry out the woke initiative. The Army will invest over £500,000 on the new staff, as well as an additional £110,000 per year salary for the Director of Diversity and Inclusion. According to the Mail on Sunday, candidates for the positions will be required to help soldiers and employees at the Ministry of Defence feel authentic in the workplace, to make people's differences feel valued, and to ensure that everyone's needs are considered. Sir Nick Carter, the Chief of Defence Staff, has reportedly signed off the plan to diminish further the perception that the British Army is made up of straight white men, even though they do, in fact, comprise the majority of troops. Just 8.8% of regular service personnel are from racial minority communities, and women comprise 10.9% of full-time personnel in the armed forces. The new initiative is believed to be an attempt to boost recruitment numbers from so-called underrepresented groups. The revelations come as United States President Donald Trump ordered the elimination of critical race theory programs and initiatives from America's federal government. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has yet to comment on the introduction of the new woke brigade. The move was slammed by the former commander of British forces in Afghanistan, Colonel Richard Kempf, who said, "Liberal madness and its cult of identity politics has no place in military units who fight as teams, not as individuals. The emphasis must remain on inspiring the iron ethos of service before self and creating the cohesion, which is vital in combat. Obsessing over differences and individuality is dangerous," he warned. There is also no evidence diversity and inclusion policies contribute to increasing recruitment from across all parts of British society. Most people join the forces because they want to belong to something greater than the corrosive cult of individualism, Colonel Kempf concluded. The Ministry of Defence shot back, claiming, "Defence is at its best when it is diverse, and we are committed to promoting an inclusive working environment that attracts the best people from a wide range of backgrounds." In July, the Royal Navy also succumbed to woke outrage mobs, reportedly banning gendered terms such as unmanned and manpower out of fear that using the words would be viewed as sexist. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.